Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution holds arrogant Western powers, particularly the U.S., responsible for the deadly militancy in Iraq. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei noted that those who have sparked the conflict are seeking to undermine the Iraqi nation's achievements, the most important of which is having democracy. Well, the leader says Washington has been angered by the high voter turnout in Iraq's parliamentary elections because it wants Iraq to be under domination. He explained that the conflict in Iraq is not between Sunni and Shias, but it's rather between those who favor to see Iraq join the U.S. camp and those who favor the independence of their country. Ayatollah Khamenei voiced Tehran's strong opposition to any U.S. intervention in Iraq's internal affairs. He stressed that the Iraqi people and government backed by the country's religious authority are capable of defusing the sedition on their own. Let's cross over to Beirut, joined by political commentator Mr. Ebrahim Mousavi. Mr. Mousavi, good to have you with us. Your take in the situation, what the leader of the Islamic Revolution has said today, that basically the same entities on the one hand that are saying are condemning what's going on, supposedly, but actually these are the main entities, such as the United States, that are actually responsible for the problem that we see on the ground in Iraq, and especially they are trying to fan the sectarian trying to make this seem like it's a sectarian situation that's taking place on the ground in Iraq.
Absolutely. This is a very right and correct diagnosis about the kind of American intervention in Iraq. We know very well when Imam Sayyid Ayatollah Khamenei says this, then it is so. It is what he says. Who knows better about the American conspiracies? Who knows better about the American plots and plans than Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Ummah, who has experienced all kinds of American conspiracies against Iran and against the Islamic Ummah and against the Islamic nations? We have to remember also they still resonate in our ears, the teachings and the directives of Imam Khomeini about the American plots and conspiracies. So when we talk about Iraq, Iraq has been dismantled as a state. Iraq has been invaded by the Americans under a very fake alibi. We all remember the pretext that has been used, the weapons of mass destruction. And what did they say? What did they use in order to talk about it? It was weapons of mass deception. They deceived their own people, they deceived the world, and it ended up that there was no kind of weapons of mass destruction. It was only another attempt by America to destroy Iraq. The same thing is trying to happen now after the Iraqi put themselves together and they have proved to be immune to the American conspiracy, that they are not going to be used as a mere tool in the hands of the Americans. Now we know that the Americans are trying to portray what's happening there as if it is a kind of food or division among the Shiites and the Sunnis, which is not the situation. Here we are talking about exactly what Imam Khamenei talked about, that there is a kind of American attempt in order to shepherd the whole situation in Iraq and put it into its own camp. This has always been the fixed policy of the Western powers, the fixed policy of America, to try to handle everything, try to use it as a tool. Otherwise, they would divide and rule, sow the seeds of sedition that would boil down to their interest.
Well, also, Ayatollah Khamenei talked about that he felt that the Iraqis themselves would be able to take care of it. And, of course, with the role of the ulama and the leadership there. I want to look at that aspect of it, the role of the ulama, the clerics, whether it's talking about from Ayatollah Khamenei and talking today and giving perspective, or as we have seen, Ayatollah Sistani and calling on Iraqis to come out and defend the country. Tell me how significant this role is, and do you think that it will, this role will be strong enough to actually defeat those who are trying to spread terrorism in Iraq?
This is an excellent question. Believe me, I mean, if you want to talk about the history of the region, if you want to talk about the history of Iran, if you want to talk about the history of Iraq, if you want to talk about the history of the Levant, the religion is deeply engraved there. It is deeply rooted in the hearts and in the minds and the conscience of the people there. And when you talk about the role of the ulama and the scholar, the religious scholars, we have to remember and study history. I believe the Americans, the American administration are bloody ignorant about the history of this region. We have to go back to the history of Iraq and see what the ulama did in the 1920 revolution in many areas and in many places. This is the Islamic revolution of Iran. This is the Islamic Republic of Iran. Who has been able to found this republic after 1,340 years of the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad? It's the Imam Khomeini. So you're talking about the religious scholars, you're talking about the ulama, and the very pivotal, vital role that they assume in this situation. I believe what has been said by Sayyid Sistani and other ulama, this kind of awakening of the people and the fatwas that have been given in order to defend the people of Iraq, all the people of Iraq, Sunnis and Shiites, is a very important and alarming whistle for the Westerners to understand. They cannot mingle and they cannot interfere in the affairs of Iraq and Iran, and they can go like without being asked about what they are doing. I believe the people are going to prove that they hear and they respond to the calls of the ulama, and this is going to thwart all the attempts to make any sedition or to try to sabotage the already achievements that has been done by the government in Iraq and by the Islamic revolution in Iran as well.
Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Abraham Mousavi, political commentator out of Beirut. Pleasure.